Time now for the CJHL report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 132 teams in 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. For a look back at 2019 and a look ahead to 2020, we're now joined by CJHL President Brent Ladds. Brent, welcome to the show and Happy New Year.
Yeah, good morning. How are you, Gino?
One of the biggest events of the Junior A calendar is the Centennial Cup. This year it's going to be hosted in Portage-La Prairie, Manitoba. The Terriers of the Manitoba Junior Hockey League are going to host the 50th edition of the tournament in May. We're nearing the home stretch of the season. So how are the preparations going?
Preparations for the tournament have been right on schedule. Portage is not new to this event. They hosted it a couple of years ago. And we thought it was very fitting this year in the 50th anniversary and the return of the Centennial Cup to host it in Manitoba, as they were the original province that donated the trophy for national competition. So I think it's going to be a big event given that we're in Portage and they do such a great job, and as well because it is the 50th anniversary.
It was announced this month, Brent, that the Penticton V's of the BCHL are going to host the 2021 Centennial Cup, and the Estevan Bruins of the SJHL are going to host in 2022. What are some of the key factors that make Penticton and Estevan such great host cities?
Well, I think the first and foremost, they've been very successful junior operations. And secondly, the building and the community support that they have within the junior A environment. Both have tremendous buildings and very good followings. We've been to Penticton for a number of events and always well supported. And this year, different from others, we had, I think, 8 applications to host in 2021. And sorting through them was no easy task. And we decided this year, different from most years, to select two host sites in concurrently running 2021 and 2022. And I think we've made some good choices. And in saying that, I can certainly say that the other 6 applications were all places I would be proud to go in the future.
Brent, just recently, Russia captured gold at the World Junior A Challenge after beating Team Canada East in overtime. It was that close. Between Canada West and Canada East, our country has picked up 17 medals at the World Junior A Challenge since the tournament started in 2006. How important is the international recognition that these players are exposed to during their junior hockey careers?
Oh, I think it's very important. That event is greatly supported by the National Hockey League and Hockey Canada. And the quality of teams that the Czechs and the Russians send there are certainly an impetus for a lot of NHL scouts to attend. I think for the most part, I think we're averaging somewhere between 150 and 175 scouts between team scouts and central scouting. And so it's a very important undertaking, you know, from the CJHL's perspective. And I think a big part of the careers of many of the players that attend, because certainly if they, you know, if they have aspirations of furthering their professional careers, that's an opportunity to do it. And you know, the other advent of that is that there's a lot of CHL scouts that attend, and certainly college scouts. So it's a great opportunity for the kids, and certainly a great opportunity to profile what the programs are capable of within the CJHL.
Hey, Brad, the CJHL partnered with the Canadian Mental Health Association and the NHL Foundation to bring mental health awareness and suicide prevention training to junior hockey players right across the country as part of the CMHA's Talk Today initiative. This program is one of the most comprehensive mental health programs for amateur sports in Canada. How important is this partnership?
Well, it's very important, and through the NHL Foundation, money came as an offshoot of the donation that the NHL teams provided in the wake of the Humboldt bus tragedy. And within that, the foundation wanted to ensure that the funds were directed to a very positive future use within the CJHL. And I'm happy to be able to announce that the SJHL Assistance Fund, now known as Fifth Line Funding, has also come to the party, and they'll be providing additional assistance to assist. So we've got a program in place that probably is going to extend for about 6 years within the CJHL, which will give us time to find additional funding during that time period to extend it beyond that.
In conversation with CJHL President Brent Ladds. Brent, the 2020 CJHL Prospects game is on January the 14th from Dave Andrechuk Arena in Hamilton. Many scouts are going to be in attendance there. How big of an impact does this tournament have on the future careers of these players?
Well, just like the World Junior A Challenge, there'll be some duplication of players that'll be represented there, plus some new players. And because of the timing of the year and the location, we always host it in conjunction with the CHL Prospects game, and which is also being held in Hamilton. There'll be a plethora of scouts there again, and again, it's an opportunity for players to demonstrate their abilities and not only for the their professional careers, but again for their immediate needs, perhaps in pursuing academic pursuits.
Hey, Brent, there are currently 11 CJHL players on the NHL Central Scouting Players to Watch list for the 2020 NHL Draft that's coming up this June. What are some of the reasons you think the CHL is able to produce so many talented players on an annual basis?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the players that have come before the current players. And, you know, if you look and, I mean, if you take one NHL team, specifically Colorado, they've dipped into the CJHL pool and have done well with a couple of players, Tyson Jost and Cale Makar. And in last year's draft, the Avalanche again looked to the CHL, and their 16th overall pick in the first round was a CJHL player in the person of Alex Newhook. And I think, you know, as you build on those successes, there's more profile there, and kids realize that the CJHL is a positive route towards a professional career.
Hey, Brent, hundreds of CJHL alumni are playing on NCAA Division I rosters this season. To what can you attribute the success of the players who come through the CJHL and move on to play at higher levels of the game?
Yeah, I think that's a lot to do with the infrastructure, the coaching, and the managing within each of the programs. A lot of the structure that we've been introducing into the CJHL at the 10 leagues and their commissioners have been carrying into the grassroots. And there's been a tremendous response with that, and certainly the players themselves deserve all the credit in the world, because as they move through the system, especially into the youth sports and NCAA programs and the CHL, they continue just to create a positive profile for other players and create that attractiveness of playing the CJHL as a good learning platform and a possible success.
Hey, Brent, thanks a lot for this. We really appreciate it, and good luck in the new year.
Thanks very much, Gino.
That was CJHL President Brent Ladds, and that wraps up this week's CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here.